Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio today is Kathy Breinert, who's a state representative for a little while longer.
I still have until noon on January 6th, approximately, when my successor will be sworn in, and then I will become former State Representative Kathy Breinert.
Well, it's delightful to have you with us today. And today we're going to talk about something that is non-political. You do a kind of an orientation thing, right?
Yes. Golly, I've had the privilege since my second term in the legislature of being involved in what I consider a major educational effort, which I think is one of the reasons I was invited to participate, as I highly value education in all forms. Mm-hmm. But what we do for newly elected legislators is we call it new member orientation, and it has two parts. One, there's the day closely after election, a couple days after election, where newly electeds are invited with their spouses or partners to come to the legislature and, you know, do some business things. They'll do their insurance paperwork and their all that sort of thing, but also just walk through the building, get a feel for the space they'll be in, see the legislative chambers so their family kind of knows what it's going to be like when they get sworn in, that sort of thing. So just making them feel at home and welcoming them. And then we do a more serious, focused effort, a three-day retreat in December with the elected officials only, the newly electeds. And we introduce these members to the staff and resources that they'll need to be successful legislators. The staff I'm talking about that we introduce them to is nonpartisan staff.
Okay.
So they're sort of the people that keep the legislature running smoothly, you know, throughout the process, regardless of who's in power.
So you think that the process, this orientation process, is something that's valuable to these newly elected representatives and senators and so forth?
Well, I not only think it's valuable, I think Minnesota should be proud. We do a lot of things right here, and this is one of the things, and we may be among the best in terms of creating this nonpartisan introduction to process where members get some hands-on experience. They actually get to participate in a mock committee process. They get to pick up that mic at their desk in the House chambers, and so they don't have as much trepidation about some of those process pieces. And they get to really meet the people that they'll be working with in a non-threatening, open environment and understand what they do.
So it is it's a real learning experience for these freshmen.
Yes, and they're together. Whatever the composition of that new class, however it tilts from a political party point of view, it doesn't matter. They're all together, Democrats and Republicans, learning together how the process works. And we foster, you know, we always say sit at a table with someone you haven't sat with before. We mix it up so they can get to know each other and build some relationships that will actually allow them to work more effectively across the aisle as the session progresses. We really do make efforts both to educate our newly electeds and to put them in a position to serve us as well as possible, regardless of party affiliation.
Well, thanks for dropping by, Kathy. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, glad to do that, Golly. Thank you.
Kathy Breinert, who is a representative here in southern Minnesota at the state legislature. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.